flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You ready for my half-baked idea that I think is a really good one?
Well, you said you tweeted this a long time ago?
Long, long time ago. December 19th, 2018, to be exact.
Okay.
I tweeted this. And it got 5,000 retweets.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I'd watch instead of the Pro Bowl? Get the two worst teams in football to play the week before the Super Bowl. Winner gets the number one draft pick.
Great.
It'd be awesome. Call it the toilet bowl. Call it whatever the hell you want. That's what my dad used to call... You know, every year they would mail out the kids who were on the honor roll at Mount Lebanon, and my dad would say I was on the toilet paper roll. I think one semester I made it, eighth grade. Congratulations to me. You'd have a hard time getting the players to buy in, I think, to play, to potentially see their replacement get drafted.
Well, if you up the ante of like the check. Everybody's willing to play.
So that's what that's always been my counterargument to the people who say, why would people want to play for their replacements? I think it would make the most sense, their prorated game check.
Yeah.
So if you're, I don't know, who stinks this? Who are the top two teams this year?
Oh,
the Tennessee Titans.
And Giants.
And the Giants. So Tennessee and Cleveland, I guess.
Cleveland, okay.
So if you're Myles Garrett, I don't want to get hurt, but he makes $30+ million. Give him the prorated game check.
Yes.
And then give the winning team, you know, every player on the team a financial incentive like you would in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then their stakes. The country wouldn't watch this game as much as they watch the Super Bowl, but I'll tell you what, this game would do monster ratings. Browns, Titans, 3-14 v 3-14.
Both need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Winner gets the number one overall pick. Yes, please.
Yes, give it to me.
And also a guy like Will Levis. Hey, if I ball out, it's just one more opportunity. Maybe I go get a backup job someplace else, or maybe someone's interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'd much rather watch that than... You said Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Standing back there... Throwing at targets? My God. What they got right now is just brutal. And no one watches. No one cares. Give me a toilet bowl.
I like that.
Thank you.
I really like that idea. I was thinking something
yesterday.
So
does America.
And it didn't... I don't know if it really made sense. Like, the winner of the Super Bowl, like, instead of getting a first-round pick, you get, like, $10 million in cap space.
Ooh!
Something like that. And the first-round pick that you would get would go to... something else. I was trying to figure it out in my mind. It didn't work. But instead of like the Kansas City Chiefs, like they're still going to get a first round pick if they win. Like, they got worthy last year. They won.
You should take their first-round pick if they win.
Yeah, and give them more cap space, but somebody else should get their first-round pick. I don't know how that would work. I'm just throwing things out there.
Listen, it's a dead kind of Friday in the sports media realm. We're fixing sports at 412-928-9370.
And then, you know, what I said yesterday when we were talking to Craig, and this has been my idea for a long time, is the crossover of the All-Star Games, the Pro Bowl, the NHL All-Star Game, the NBA All-Star Game. Usually NHL and NBA are around the same time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're the same weekend. You know, make that the same weekend as the Pro Bowl, which would be this weekend, and cross sports. Like, have football players, you know, do shootouts with like full pads and on the ice. Have hockey players.
Oh, I'd watch.
Have hockey players, you know, with Russell Wilson and Sidney Crosby are on the same flag football team going against somebody, you know, another team. Like, have like a round robin of flag football teams with hockey players and then basketball players. You could have like LeBron on teams and stuff.
You think McDavid and Lamar Jackson could talk about all their MVPs and zero trophies?
Right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Have those guys mic'd up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it really sucks to be super good and never win anything. Yeah, man, it really sucks to be super good at this and never win anything. I would watch the hell out of that.
Like, how great would it be to see, like, LeBron on skates?
We've seen... Yes!
Right? Wouldn't you just be weak? And Kevin Durant, like, skating down and trying to score a goal on, like, who's a good goalie right now?
Vasilevsky.
You score a goal, you get $1 million to your charity.
Oh,
like
my God. I think Durant would score on Jari if it's the first shot. Same go right in.
Durant would slap shot it into the dang scoreboard because he's so tall.
Even if they don't want to, you know, because they don't want these guys to get hurt. Even if it's just street hockey.
Right.
Or like hardest slap shot in street hockey. And
if
you got LeBron
padded
James.
Up, they ain't going to get hurt on the ice.
Nah.
They're padded up. They're not going to get hurt.
People are saying in the toilet bowl you could win the platinum plunger instead of the Lombardi. I love it.
No,
I love
too.
All this stuff.
No, you too.
There was a video a couple years ago, the Penguins, I think they were in Boston at TD Garden, and they were all trying to dunk, and it was hilarious. Like, we've seen Sidney Crosby at batting practice hit home runs. These dudes shooting a basketball.
It's funny.
It is funny.
Now, isn't Ovi really good at basketball, though?
Is he?
I think so.
See, that makes sense that the European guys would be and the Canadians wouldn't be all that
great. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Man.
It makes a lot of sense.
Ovi just draining threes.
Be great.
Oh, be awesome.
You know how they do the celebrity basketball game before the NBA All-Star game? Man, put some hockey players and football players on there.
Sidney Crosby playing flag football. He'd be so competitive.
So competitive.
I wonder what he looks like throwing a football.
I talked to him like years ago, and he said he did play football in eighth grade. He played center.
He played center?
In eighth grade for like a half of a season. His dad was like, yeah, let's just focus on hockey.
You know what? I bet you he played center because he plays center in hockey, and he's so super. I got to play center.
Well, that's where you connect it together. It's like, oh, center. It's the same thing as hockey.
Was it Conor McGregor who threw the football embarrassingly before a game? I think it was before a college football game. Might have been the Notre Dame game a couple of years ago in Ireland, and he tried to throw it, and it's like, dude, like you. But you don't think about it. They don't throw footballs over there.
Mm-mm. They're probably better on skates than they are probably running. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Like naturally.
Yes.
Like, they're probably naturally better at skating than they are than running sprints.
For sure.
Yeah.
No question about that. It's such a natural thing for them.
And like everybody else is just can run. You know,
right.
Like, we can all run, but I don't know how good they are. How many times do they really run?
Hey, just to name a guy, like Marcus Pedersen, probably not a great runner.
Right.
He's all gangly and stuff. Like Jordan Stahl, I don't think probably all that good of a runner.
Mm-mm.
He was good at hooking up with girls in the stairwell at Diesel, though.
Diesel. That's where I talked to Crosby about the center thing.
That's because you were good at the same thing.
Yeah.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.